PBS aired rat film documentary about Baltimore's rodent problem in 2018. By Michael Patrick Leahy on July 28, 2019. More than a year before Donald Trump criticized Representative Elijah Cummings, DMD, in a tweet on Saturday for ignoring his Baltimore district's disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess, PBS aired a documentary titled Rat Film about the city's rodent problem. The Baltimore Sun reported on February 26, 2018, that the documentary about Baltimore's rodent fight was scheduled to air on PBS that evening. Across walls, fences, and alleys, rats not only expose our boundaries of separation but make homes in them. Rat Film is a feature-length documentary that uses the rat, as well as the humans that love them, live with them, and kill them, to explore the history of Baltimore. There's never been a rat problem in Baltimore, it's always been a people problem. Rat Film, a documentary that takes the decades-long fight waged against Baltimore's rat population and uses it as a lens through which to look at how the city has addressed myriad social issues over the decades, airs tonight on PBS. The hour-long documentary from Baltimore filmmaker Theo Anthony, a crowd favorite at last May's Maryland Film Festival, airs at 10 p.m. on Maryland Public Television as the latest episode of PBS's Independent Lens series. It repeats at 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. A longer version of Anthony's film played festival, as well as at the Stavros Niarchos Foundation Parkway in September. In chronicling Baltimore's decades-long battle against its unwelcome rodent population, Anthony details some disturbing parallels with the way city leaders have tried to deal with various urban situations. The Sun reviewed the documentary in an article titled Rat Film Highlights Baltimore's Rat Warfare, Urban Planning Failures, 5 months earlier in September 2017, 4 months after it premiered at the Maryland Film Festival. It started with a rat trapped inside Theo Anthony's outdoor trash can. Absolutely, what you see is really how it came about. The Baltimore-based filmmaker says of his first documentary feature, Rat Film, which opens Friday in Baltimore, New York, and Chicago. I had come home one night, and I heard this sound in my trash can. So I whipped out my cell phone and just started filming. That brief footage, of the trapped rat desperately trying to jump a few inches higher than conventional wisdom says a rat should be able to jump, kicks off an 80-minute rumination on Baltimore's decades-long battle against its unwelcome rodent population, and some disturbing parallels Anthony discovered with the ways city leaders have tried to deal with various urban situations. Asked by PBS if there was anything you learned while researching and making Rat Film that really surprised you, Anthony responded, "I wouldn't call it surprising necessarily, but the ways in which all of these seemingly different moments in history, pest control, eugenics, urban planning, seem to dovetail in the same institutions and ideologies was certainly unexpected.